You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back here. We're live at the Travelers Championship, of course, brought to you by Delta Dental of Connecticut. It's always so much fun, and we're sitting here over the practice screen. A bunch of golfers are already on course, actually. I haven't updated to see how we're doing here. It's the week after the U.S. Open. They want to get a few birdies here, obviously. And right now, Davis Riley has one under through one. And we have Bud Cauley, Nick Taylor, and Kevin Ewer even. And so we're off to the races here. Nathan Grube, who's...
I'm looking over your shoulder. Sorry.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's so different, right? I mean, with you have 72 players as opposed to, 125. So they play in twosomes as opposed to threesomes, and they get to sleep in a little bit, right?
Like an extra 30 minutes. So, but that's good, apparently. I was actually talking to the competitions team last night, and they were saying how much the guys, like, twosomes off the first tee, it feels like a major, and that's what they want these signature events to feel like, is twosomes off the first tee, because when we had the full field before, it was threesomes off of both tees to fit all the players. So these signature events, the $20 million purse, the way they play the golf course, I mean, the golf course is designed to be played from 1 to 18, right? The architects and how they do it, and so everything is kind of in line to play how it's supposed to be played, so it's pretty cool.
And I'm sure they like to do it that way, too, in terms of giving them some space. For the fan, I'm trying to figure out, because now you're guaranteed, like, you don't have to make sure, if you want to see Scottie Scheffler, you don't have to, like, go on a Thursday, Friday. I mean, Scottie's probably going to make most cuts. He's probably
You're right. But,
so does that change the fan flow at all?
I would say this. It changes. We saw this. So this started as an elevator. So 3 years ago, we started with no cut.
Right.
And, I mean, when the tour came to us with that, I mean, I was ecstatic. Because to your point, our hospitality partners, you know, they're inviting guests all 4 days. And their guests are saying, okay, should I come on a Thursday or a Sunday? Well, who's going to be there? And so when the tour rolled out, basically the fact that to get in these tournaments was the cut. You know, like, it's 72 guys. You have to play well enough for a stretch of time that we're basically, you've quote-unquote made the cut to get in these events. And now, I mean, the fans are like, awesome. Like, and you see the ticket buy spread out a little bit, whereas, like, you know, it would be like a heavy on a Friday, and then, like, Saturday, you know, people would buy late. Now it's like much more of an even buy, like, when you look at the ticket data, because people are like, oh, I'm gonna be able to see all my guys no matter what, you know. So, and what's fun about this course is I go back to 2005. Brad Faxon was our first. I got here in 2005, and he was the first champion that I had as a tournament director. And I remember on Friday night when there was a cut, he had packed his car. And he was at the player party going, he's like, I'm not going to make the cut. And I'm like, oh, man. He goes, yeah, I don't think I'm going to make the cut. I packed the car, and I'm getting ready to go home. I just want to make sure. He ends up making the cut on the number. He's like, oh, I got to go back and unpack. He shoots 61 on Saturday, wins the tournament on Sunday. So, like, this golf course, like, you don't know what it's going to do. And then Scheffler talked about it yesterday. He's like, it's great, but if you try to push it too hard, you're going to get punished. You know, like, if you try to get too aggressive, thinking, man, I got to make a birdie, he's like, all of a sudden, you're like, four over. You're like, what just happened? Yeah. So, like, this course is a very interesting thing. But for 4 days, the guys are in it for all 4 days. And that's what I love.
You know, it's interesting. I don't want you to necessarily respond to this, but it's like a video game for them. And sometimes when you're used to playing it, you're like, yeah, I'm going to try to go over the water and do it, because they're so good and so finely tuned. Yeah. I can see them sometimes being like, okay, I'm just going to birdie every single hole, and this is what I'm going to do. I think it's fascinating. You know, when it comes to when I was in shape, and doing a race.
You look great, by the way. People can't see how good a shape you're in.
Stop it. One of my favorite mantras from one of the guys I like to follow is race day is a celebration, right? Mm. The training is the intense part.
Yeah.
But and for you, is it similar? Is, like, now all the hard work, or is this really a stressful weekend for you?
How do I answer that? So, I mean, yes. I mean, we work on this event all year. You know that. Like, I'm looking around the property and this build, and it's, I mean, probably one of the biggest builds we've ever had, if not the biggest, and the amount of sponsors that are out here. I mean, it took a year to get all of these people here, right? I'm looking at all the fans coming in. I took a picture of the gates. They opened at 7:30 this morning, and it was just all the way back as far as I could see.
If they will build it, he will come.
People excited. Yeah. So, full field of dreams. But, like, I know what it took to get people here. So, I mean, it did take a lot to get people here. But then you see this, and, yes, you hope everything you built is functioning properly, from parking lots to concessions to restrooms to, you know, the fan shop to the viewing areas. But now it's like you just get caught up in it now, and now you just want to make sure the engine is going to keep working, you know, the experience.
So many moving parts. It's like insane to me how many moving parts.
Listen, there are so many people that do such an incredible job to make this work. I mean, we have a title, you know, Andy. I mean, we have a title sponsor with Travelers that is basically like, we want this to be the best event on tour. What do we need to do for that to happen? And the last 19 years have been that journey to get here, to where, you know, you look out here and the players are like, I mean, the players are coming up going, man, thank you, this is great. You know, and caddies are coming up saying, this is the most relaxing week all year for us to be able to just be like, oh, it's about golf.
And I don't mean to be a corporate suck up, because even if you were so good at your job, honestly, if Travelers wasn't here with this kind of support,
that's not a corporate, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it really kind of blows me away. I want to ask you like a technical question.
Yeah.
I walked across the street and I went to the 10th tee,
yeah,
which I love that tee box, which is frightening for me. But then I look behind it with all, there's like a million different contraptions, mm-hmm, and like,
yeah,
whether they're doing ball speed, tracking, film, I don't know what they're doing, but the technology on course is kind of unbelievable. I don't know if you have any insight into that.
Oh, it's if I don't, I'll just make it up. No, but what that is, so, I mean, so if you watch the broadcast, when you watch like the ball tracer technology and stuff like that, like the apex of the ball, like the broadcast, is, I mean, CBS is a phenomenal partner, and the Golf Channel, like they do such a good job bringing the viewer into like what is happening, you know? Like, and so all that equipment is, when the guy hits a shot, it will say, here's how fast it left his club, here's the height at which it peaked, here's how far he carried it, here's, you know, his average on tour this year is X. I mean, for the data junkies, it's like insane. And the guys want to know that too. They're going to analyze this data post-tournament. They're going to be like, man, I was not hitting it as high as I wanted to, and my ball spin was just not where I wanted it to be. What's wrong with my swing and stuff like that? So that's for the fans on the broadcast. That's for data. But you're right. I'm looking over there going like, I think that's a waffle iron. I think that's a...
or some hacker in his basement doing whatever. I was listening to JJ Spahn on the radio, and he was talking
about...
What
a great dude. Love that guy.
I mean, it seems like everyone's so happy for him, especially, you know, what happened earlier in the year. But he was talking about how jacked up he was maybe on 17 or whatever, because he said my ball speed was X over my normal
exactly
thing. And he's like, the adrenaline was just pumping. So the fact that they could get so much in the minutia, just really quickly before we say goodbye, who do you want to win and who's going to win?
That's funny. I love all my children the same. I mean, I will say this. When you put the best players in the world together on a course that they all like, it's going to be crazy what happens. And I just say, look at our champions. I mean, you had the number one player in the world win last year, Scottie Scheffler. And then you had, you know, Keegan Bradley, the Ryder Cup captain. You had Xander Schauffele, you know, the number three ranked player in the world. You go down the list of who wins here, it's, we're going to have a compelling story and an awesome champion. And how's that for an answer?
That's bull crap. That is just, I mean, you and Buddy Buter, are you a ticket running for office? Because you just will not take a stand.
Oh, man.
Nathan, we always appreciate the time.
Brian, thank you.
We love being here.
We love having you.
Hope you have a good day and weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.